Unscripted.
What?
Unshackled. Uncouth.
Miguel, Holly, and Scotty are bringing you a new uncensored podcast daily to make sense of your quickly changing world.
It's Miguel and Holly Uncensored. Corncast Edition from Hot 101.5.
Made hot by Corona Beer.
Hi. We're trying something a little different right now.
This is going to be weird.
So we are recording the podcast normally in the fashion that we do, but we're also doing it live on Facebook right now.
Mm-hmm.
Just another way to check in with you and the Miguel and Holly fam, because I know that I'm feeling crazy.
Yeah.
And we are probably one of the lucky ones where our jobs, we still get to come in. So we're not sheltering in place at home. We still get to come into work.
Mm-hmm.
We're still getting a paycheck. And I'm feeling crazy. And I feel like my world hasn't been super, super turned upside down.
Yeah.
So I can't imagine if you are stuck at home with kids, or if you've lost your job, or maybe you own a business and you're just waiting to turn things around.
Yeah, if you're in like that weird holding pattern,
it gets a lot. And so that's why we're trying different ways to sort of be there for you and to just to connect,
mm-hmm.
because so many people are going through it. And to be honest, like I'm feeling it today. But right now, so if you are live right now watching us on the Miguel and Holly Facebook page, we are recording the podcast, and we're not going to do the whole thing live here. We're just sort of testing it out to see how it feels as we're doing it.
Okay.
And then you can also listen usually like you do on Apple Podcast. Make sure to rate and subscribe and review, and on the Hot 101.5 app as well.
Mm-hmm.
So here we are, and I don't know what's going on, but I feel like this week, it's like I've taken a couple of steps back with everything, like emotionally.
Okay, so like early pandemic?
Yeah, or maybe because I feel like the first like 3 weeks, I was in action mode.
I was too. I was thinking about this the other day. Like, I feel like those first, starting on like March 13th or whatever, when it became a reality for us in
mm-hmm.
America, from that moment on, I sort of was in high power mode.
Mm.
I feel like I almost felt like a superhero. Maybe it was adrenaline. Maybe it was, I don't know, something that I was like, this is what I'm into. This is what I'm here for. Like, this is my purpose. And then as we kind of got past that original hump of everything is in complete chaos, like when most people were in chaos, I was in control. And then as that phase passed and it became the new normal and everyone kind of got a routine, that was when I started to feel a little bit down.
Right.
And now it happened when everything sort of started opening up again. I felt sort of anxious and like I don't have a grasp on what I need to be doing.
Right.
Sorry. I'm trying to look at the screen like we talked about. But it's
so
difficult.
Yeah. So behind the scenes, as we are trying to record this and also stream it live,
mm-hmm.
we are having to. So we each have our laptops here in studio. And we normally, obviously, we're in a small little room. We look at each other.
Yeah.
But now we're looking at the camera because it's like the screen is split in threes.
Mm-hmm.
So we can see each other. And so I was like, everyone look at the screen, not at each other in studio. But when you're in a small room, it's hard to not look at the other people around you.
Yeah. Oh.
But yeah, it has definitely been a struggle getting back to normal or to somewhat of a normal. And I feel like right now I feel, if I'm being completely honest, like I don't, if I were a magician,
mm-hmm.
like I have no tricks left up my sleeve.
Mm.
Like I feel like when things started, I was like, all right, this is what we trained for, you know?
It is.
Right.
We're good at that.
Right. Whereas like now it's like, we're trained for when breaking news happens, if there is a hurricane or pulse or some sort of unfortunate community event where we're like, all right, we got to be the ones to spearhead and to help out our friends, our fam. And now I'm like, I don't know what else. I'm tired.
And it's also sort of like maybe, what is that word? Exhaust, that type of exhaustion where it's like after some, like, there was like a hurricane and everybody came together to donate.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was another hurricane and then everybody had to donate. And then there was like a third hurricane. This was like a few years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's like nobody cared.
Right.
Because they had giver's exhaustion or something. Whereas mm-hmm. like donation that you couldn't give anymore.
Yeah.
Right.
Maybe, and I hate to say this, but I'm struggling to think of a different way. The frontline people, and I'm not comparing us to nurses, doctors, EMTs, the people that are physically doing it, like grocery store workers, not comparing us to that. But I will compare us in a slight way to having to have been on point and like using a lot of mental capacity during those first few weeks of like somebody said survival mode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Leela said it in the comments. It was like survival mode. And it was like we got so much, we got so high on that adrenaline and that like going into an emergency.
Right.
And we sustained it for, I think, as long as humanly possible.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And now we're sort of in a, like, what else do you want from me?
Right.
But right. Again, I'm not saying we're the same as like frontline workers, but as being on the head of like an essential worker list who are trying to help, it seems like we've kind of hit a wall.
Scott, is that how you're feeling right now?
I think every day is different. Like, I take it literally every day. Like, yesterday was a step backwards because I went home, and as I was, like, I got a couple meetings done, and I got work done for the show, but then I went to read, and I've been doing pretty good with, like, reading every day. That's a new goal of mine. But then I just fell asleep, and I fell asleep sitting up, and I was like, okay, I'm hitting a different feeling right now. And then we did our happy hour on the live, and after that, I was just, well, one, we ate a lot, and I drank a little bit, and I was like, mm-hmm. okay. Do I go work out? And I was feeling it. I was about to. I even like got ready and everything. And I was like, you know what? No, I'm not going to do it today. I'm going to allow myself to just have a day to just do honestly nothing and mm-hmm. take a step back to kind of give me that feeling of like, all right, so like today I feel much better and I'm going to go back at it. Because I'm like, okay, I gave myself some rest. I took a step backwards. It's like a recharge. I let myself recharge to go back at it. Because I think the hardest thing right now is not knowing. You don't know when things are going to get back to where they were. And I don't know if that's even the way to say it, but we don't know when that, like, normal life will begin.
Right.
And so it's exhausting to keep going at it as hard as you can to make sure that when it all comes clear, you're going to be doing better. Like, that part's hard to make sure it's like, all right, when I'm done with all this, I'm going to be one step better. Like, all you can do is control, like, the little things and just make sure you're maintaining. And for me, like, the thing I'm doing now is just whatever I'm feeling in that moment, I'm allowing myself to feel and I'm acting on that. Like, yesterday I was like, you know what? I'm tired. And I went to bed at like 8. I literally closed my eyes at 8. And I was like, that's what I wanted in that moment. I'm not going to force myself to stay up because I think I need to do one more thing. Forget that. I was feeling it in the moment. I just acted on it.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the comments that we are doing, and I apologize for you on Facebook Live. I apologize to the regular podcast listeners because some of my like radio brain stuff is popping in where I want to like reset the conversation. Because normally if you're listening on the radio, you're coming in and out as you're doing other stuff. Whereas mm-hmm. if you're listening to a podcast, you're usually like really engaged. And so my brain is always to like reset what we're doing.
That's good to do.
So I'm going to be reading some of the comments that are happening right now on the Miguel and Holly Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
Jasmine said mental exhaustion. It's totally different than physical because you cannot get relief from it.
Yeah, that's true. Because if you're physically exhausted, you can't anymore. And
right.
like people understand it and they're like, oh, well, you need some rest. And so you sleep or you're still and then your body reworks itself mm-hmm. and then you're better. But like with mental, people don't even quite understand mental health and they don't understand how to become less mentally exhausted. And so you just keep pushing because you can. And that's when people have breakdowns.
Michael said, I feel like you guys are doing an amazing job. Your station has got my interest more now with these lives, now that I feel that it's interactive.
Okay.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah,
that's good.
Stuff like that, it helps.
And then Leela said, my best friend works in a hospital and her floor is the COVID floor. She's definitely exhausted. She's blown up on me twice over virus-related topics. She's just tired, though.
Yeah.
And it's true. And everybody's dealing with it in different ways. Like, I know my boyfriend, I was surprised. I felt like at the beginning at how well he was doing with it. Because he'll be the first person to tell you that whenever there's sort of like a monkey wrench thrown in that's a surprise, he's like, whoa, how do we deal with that? And the first few weeks, I was sort of waiting for something to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But I find with him, it happens in like different ways where he'll have these sort of like mini meltdowns, for lack of a better word, where I feel like we're just all dealing with it in such different ways and trying to, and I hate to keep using the phrase, navigate the waters.
It's true, though. I mean, you use it for a good reason. It's just, I guess, we're navigating a lot of waters. We need a lot of
water. We're navigating all the waters right
we're
now.
We're like Christopher Columbus in this, bitch.
That's what it feels like.
Yeah.
And so I sometimes wonder, and this is where a little peek into my personality, because I feel like so much of who we are, you get from when you're growing up and the things that influence you.
Mm-hmm.
So back in the day, I used to love those like made for TV movies where it was always like some sort of teen situation, like the after school specials. And I remember there was like a series of a few of them, but there was one in particular with Tori Spelling.
Oh, she was like the queen of the after school special.
Oh my gosh, back in the day, from her 90210 fame. Mm-hmm. And I don't remember what happened, but she was like a senior in high school and somebody spread a rumor that like she slept around with people or something like that happened, and people were writing like slut and whore in her locker.
Oh,
and
no.
Her mom was like, well, we'll get you to transfer schools. You can go somewhere else. And she was like, no! They will not run me from my school. I will face this adversity and I will do it.
Oh, wow.
And I remember thinking, that's what I want to be like. I want to face through adversity. So there's that side.
Yeah.
And then I used to always watch like all the behind the music type shows back in the day with different artists or different specials that they would have about celebrities, like on E! When they used to actually focus on celebrities and not the Kardashians. And I remember, I want to say it was Leonardo DiCaprio or someone. It was like one of the behind-the-scenes special. But like some person around the same age or a little bit older than I was at the time had gone through a lot when they were younger. And I remember they used to say, well, they would just come to the set and you would never know that all that stuff was going on. And they would always perform. And we didn't know everything was going on. And they made it through. And so between old Tori Spelling and whatever that special was, in my mind, I always thought, okay, no matter what happens in your life, you always have to push it aside and just plow through. You can't let yourself break or else you are weak. You can't do it. And now I'm getting to this point where I'm like, I can feel the cracks starting to happen. Like, I mean, you can, if you're looking at the Facebook Live, you can physically see it on my face right now. That like I'm tired, and I feel like we have to all give ourselves a little bit of space, a little bit of grace. We have to give ourselves empathy.
Yes, but people aren't taught to do that in this country.
No, because you feel guilty.
Yes,
you feel guilty. Like, to be honest, I kind of want a day off, but like I honestly feel horrible bringing it up.
I thought the same thing. Like, do you know what I thought as I was unloading the dishwasher the other day? I don't know why I tell you what I'm doing when I have these thoughts.
I like it. It makes me picture
it. Okay, picture me in my kitchen and I'm unloading the dishwasher. And I thought to myself, oh, man, you know what would be cool? If we had like a little vacation, like even a long weekend where we weren't expected to be churning out something or being attentive to something.
Right.
And having to keep our eyes locked on every current update of this pandemic. Because, I mean, I'm sure you get, so just to pull back the curtain, we get emails throughout the day from, like, our company's headquarters where, because there are TV news stations in our company, too, and they send out, like, TV news releases with, like, hard-hitting news. And there's this guy, every time you get the email pops up from Chris Camp, he's got all the coronavirus updates in a row. And I'm like, it's like part of my day where I'm like, where's the latest update? Where's the latest update?
Mm-hmm.
And I read those. And if there's something like really interesting in it, I'll like go separate Google search it. And I'm like, I got to stay up on the latest information. What's the latest on this? And I'm like, between that and work and like always being active as a parent at home and like, you know, schoolwork on top of it. As I was unloading the dishwasher, I just thought, I would like to just have a day off that I could look forward to. I do really well when I can look forward to things.
Right.
Yeah, it's little markers.
It is. And so I was looking forward to going up to Ohio in March for one of my really good friends' weddings. And of course, that happened right as coronavirus broke out. So they had to do a Zoom wedding. Obviously, mm-hmm. I didn't travel anywhere except to the living room for that. So, yeah, it feels weird because there's no end in sight as to when there's something to look forward to happening.
Yeah, I think that too. Yeah. And, like, we've known now that, like, Tampa Pride and St. Pete Pride, Tampa Pride has been canceled until 2021. Mm. As of right now, St. Pete Pride has been tentatively moved to the fall, and they're just looking for a date with the city. But, like, to me, my year is always split in, like, before Pride and after Pride.
Yeah.
Like, I gear so much leading up to it, and then when they move St. Pete Pride, I was like, all right, it's fine. So that sort of, like, goal line, it's like, I want to lose weight by this time. Like, that's my, like, it's time to get yourself together.
Yeah.
And then that moved, and now it's like, is that really happening? And then with Atlanta Pride, like, that's my... Like, I go see my college friends in Atlanta, and then
it's like your reset.
It is.
So you're getting back to your people, to your roots.
Yes.
Seeing those people that knew you before you, who you are now, that.
Absolutely. And it's the second week of October, and then found out last night that's canceled.
Yes. Yep.
That was the first thing for me in this whole time where I felt like a toddler. When I read that email, I was like, I'm done. I'm done. I'm done.
I'm
done.
I'm running out of breath. You take away
Pride. That's what I literally felt like. I was like, I wanted to call the Atlanta City Council and be like, no, you can't cancel it. Damn it.
Oh, but they did.
So we're all just, and I don't even know what the point of this is. It's just, I guess.
Maybe we needed a small vent session.
Right. Sometimes you just have to, like, say it out loud because it's just been there. And yes, some of you on the Miguel and Holly Facebook page, we're doing this live. We are recording the podcast live.
Mm-hmm. So this is the podcast. You'll be able to hear it later on your audio device, mm-hmm. whatever, however you listen. And then you can check this part out on Facebook.
Yeah. So we're trying something new. Scott, how has your girlfriend Mary been digesting this as a student? Like, I can't imagine how frustrating that must be for her.
I mean, I think so far she seems pretty good. Like, pretty good. I think she has her moments where it's frustrating. And she was even saying the other day, we're on the phone, like, the hardest thing is going to be going back and doing the things that they're not doing now. So, like, for her, she's in dental school, and a big part of, like, what they do is they're in the lab for, like, hours a day, like, practicing, like, stuff on teeth and techniques and carving teeth, and
that's something
difficult.
That, like, you need hands-on training. There's
right.
It's one thing to read a book about how to extract a cavity, and it's another one do it.
And that's like, and that's how their days usually split up. It's like class, you go learn, and then you go to the lab and you actually go put it to work.
Yeah.
And like, that's some of the hardest stuff I've ever seen her go through, and now she doesn't get to practice it. So when she goes back, she's probably just going to be stress beyond belief, because those grades are so important to make sure that you get all the points on how you carve certain things.
Mm-hmm.
So that stress I see is starting to creep up, because she's realizing that even like when I picked her up, when I went to Virginia and got her, she's like, you know what? We don't know how. She left food in the fridge. Like, she left like a juice. Like, there's stuff. I don't know if her roommate came back, because her roommate lives in Virginia.
Oh, wow. Wait, what food did she leave left over?
She left like, I don't really remember. Probably some fruit. Nah, maybe not fruit, but like some juices,
ooh,
some little things. And it's like, in her head, in those moments, like, maybe it would be a month, maybe it'd be a month and a half, whatever, we'd probably get back before those things expired. Well, it expired now. And so now it's, I think, taking in her head of, like, one, her friends are getting antsy and being like, why don't you come back up here? And I'm like, okay, hold up. Y'all get her all the time. Hold up. All right, it's all right.
Scott's like, wait a damn minute.
No,
here.
Legit, though. I got mad the other day. I was like, y'all need to stop, because I'm happy. You know, one, obviously, I think it's a better idea that she's here and she's actually able to spend that time with her family. But two, like, she'll be back. Like, eventually she'll be back. And now it's starting to see that stress is creeping in her life of, like, I got a lot of stuff to catch up on as soon as I get back.
Right.
So it's been slowly getting there.
I want us all to give ourselves a little grace, a little empathy.
A little namaste.
A little namaste, donuts day, whatever you need.
Donuts Day?
Donuts Day? I don't know.
I'm sure that's coming up sometime.
Probably
I do
so.
Believe at Dunkin', nurses get free donuts today.
Yep.
Oh, that's perfect. So if you're listening to this Wednesday, May 6th, you will be able to get your free stuff if you are a nurse.
Mm-hmm.
So yesterday was Cinco de Mayo,
yeah,
which maybe I feel like that has something to do with all of our feels right now, because there is probably alcohol still coursing through our veins.
It's possible.
Holly, what all did you drink yesterday?
I had 5 Corona seltzers.
5.
I would be literally, oh gosh, I couldn't even imagine.
I know. I just had like a case and a half.
Because yesterday I literally had 2 Coronas and I was like, whoa. Like it literally just, I don't know. Like I usually go around, I bop around. Like I usually bop around like a little like bunny. And then as soon as like something inhibits it and like slows it down, like it just feels like my world just slows. Mm. And that's like, I literally went to bed yesterday at 8. I was like, yeah, I'm tired.
So you don't really like downers?
No. No. I like my natural like, ness. I don't really like being held down from something, whatever it is.
Mm. I'm so curious what it's like to have that energy.
Yeah.
What is it like to have that?
Well, that's why I say I feel like sometimes I'm annoying when I'm like, I have to really check myself at the home, because now that like I live at your townhouse and I have to adjust how my mental state is around y'all. Because usually like in the morning, if, you know, obviously I see you a ton, Miguel. And then when we go home, it's usually like, okay, I know to give us a little bit of space. But then sometimes like a wave comes through and I'm like, bah, bah, bah. And if I come upstairs, that's why I usually like, I'll take a look to see, like, if you're on the couch with, like, your boyfriend Abe, I try to get a gauge of, like, how y'all are feeling to decide if I'm going to make a random noise or just get a glass of water and go downstairs. I have to check myself a lot.
You know, I am curious about that with you because you, like, we'll be upstairs at Chateau Oprah.
Yeah.
And I'll just hear you being like,
it just comes out. I don't know what it is. It's just I love life. I don't know.
I mean, no, I
don't
get
it. Lose that. No. Hold on to that. Don't lose it. Because I feel like I used to love
life. What is happening?
I mean, after a while, you just get a little beat down and you cannot do that anymore. So don't lose that.
Wait. Okay, hold on. Holly, is there something wrong with us? Like, I feel like we're not doing this adult thing right. I feel like...
No, we are. Every other adult feels that way, too.
They feel beat down by life.
Yes! It's a weird thing. This would be a good plug for NeuroSpa TMS. If you're feeling depressed, you should definitely go get the electromagnetic pulsing on your brain. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like... You go into life, and this is how I was too. Like when I was an intern coming up in radio, I had such great promotional ideas. And then like after they get kind of shot down one by one or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then I had an intern that I brought up in the business, and then she had great ideas that she thought were, you know, great ideas. This is my friend Liz. And one time she was like, we had tickets to give away for like a rodeo. And she was like, guys, what if we got a bunch of mini cows, put them in a pasture, and had a cattle roping contest for the tickets. And me and my boss, who had already been in radio for like 4 years by that point, we were both like, do you want to tell her? Who wants to crush the bubble right now that says we can't get mini cows? And that was always like the joke from then on. It was like, if we get to mini cows, like, guess what, bitch? We ain't getting mini cows. It's just like everything is a no when you're an adult. And then you have to be the one to say no sometimes, and you hate yourself for it. And it's just like, I think that's what beats you down.
I wonder, like, what point is it in life when you're in your 20s do you make that turn from happy-go-lucky? I mean, because, like, right now on my email signature has had the same quote since I graduated college.
Yeah, I remember that quote.
Well, let me pull it up. And I remember, like, this used to be me. I don't know. Really quick.
Uh-huh. Michelle Alves, you need to download the Hot 101.5 app and listen there.
Why? What's happening?
She said, I wish I could get 101.5 on iHeartRadio, but it only lets me listen to 93.3. Well, we're also on iHeartRadio, so that shouldn't be the case. But, getting the Hot app will help with that, just FYI.
Yeah, but just type in Hot 101.5 on the iHeartRadio app, and it should be there.
It should.
Unless there's some craziness going on.
And if that's the case, let me know, because I'll cut a bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Snip.
So my email signature for years has always said, don't ever listen to those who tell you it can't be done. Pity them for their lack of vision. Be more successful than anyone thought you could be. Mm. Then look back on those who said it was impossible and remember, always be recklessly optimistic. And so that's been my mantra for most of my life. And I feel like most of that about don't ever listen to those who can't tell you it can't be done. I'm a gay black man hosting a morning show in the South when so many people, even now to this day, are still like, really?
Yeah.
But the recklessly optimistic part, I feel like that somewhere, somehow, that left.
Yeah, I'm like, you haven't been any kind of optimistic, let alone recklessly optimistic, since like '08.
But like, what happens? Like, what beats you down as an adult where you lose that zest and that zeal that Scott has right now?
It's just real life.
But like, why do we let it affect us so much to where we don't just start humming songs out of nowhere like Scott does? Like, what beats us down so much to where we just...
I think it's just like a natural cyclical thing where it's our own... Because, I mean, obviously you go through life and you learn from experience, because otherwise we would not gain wisdom as we get older, right?
Right.
So we go through all these experiences, and I'm guessing that most people's life experience is harsh, because that's what you tell your kids, right? You're like, when you get into the real world, I mean, it's not, they're not doing any favors, like no one's gonna help you. And it's like you go through so many obstacles where things were difficult and you did, maybe you got cut and then you realized you need to be a little more careful next time, or you got burned and you need to not play with fire now. So it makes you a little bit more cautious,
right,
without that reckless optimism, because you've been hurt and your own mind doesn't want you to get hurt or suffer. So it's trying to protect you, but it does, you know, that's a good thing. But on the flip side, now you're jaded. That's my best guess. Does that make sense?
No, it does.
It's like
it does.
What
it's
you've
processing.
Gone through, what you've gone through is continually giving you a new outlook on life. And since life is tough, life is hard, it's not fair, throughout all those different little battles that you've been through, you learn stuff. And you learn that you got to be a little, have a little bit of a hard exterior in order to make it through.
That is true. I mean, because you know what? You're actually dead on. Because when I was that sort of Scott, bubbly and happy and just everything was a new adventure, that's when people would take advantage of me and wouldn't take me so seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And then it wasn't until I sort of started to kind of close off some of those outside of like what we do on the radio and when we communicate with you and the Miguel and Holly fam and like just in a business setting, people tend to value that hardness, that coldness, that calculation. They tend to value that more than the person that's a bubbly, bright personality in the room. That's not always the case.
No, and I don't even know if it's that people value that more, but that type of person seems to do better.
Right.
Does that make sense? So you're seeing it. Like, there are definitely kind, not naive, but more childlike in their expectations and that type of thing. But typically, those are the people who get run over. Mm. You know how people say, oh, nice guys finish last?
Right.
There's a little truth to that.
Right. Let's see. Leela said, exactly. You go out into the world with rose-colored glasses. Then you make mistakes. Things happen. You lose things. Bad things happen. Over time, it just slowly goes away. I was definitely just like Scotty. I was so happy and upbeat all the time. Now I'm a tough-ass mama on the other side of 30. Jasmine said, as we get older, depending upon what you've been through, we realize what is actually important or understand that certain things no longer need your attention.
Mm.
Interesting. And then I don't know how to pronounce that name.
Imir?
Imir? Do date Dare to Lead by Brené Brown. She talks about the armor and leaning into vulnerability.
I actually have, I'm a fan of Brené Brown, and I don't remember, I have a couple of her books. I don't remember if I read that one, but I do know that I listened to either a podcast or something about the whole thing with the armor. And instead of having, I was like doing a vulnerability or a course on courage or something that I started, and it asked you to choose a song, because most people pick songs to like pump them up and get them ready for battle. Like, think about what we do at the beginning of the show every day, where we choose a song that's going to get us ready to go, get into battle, and make us feel invincible. Well, in this course, and you're talking about armor and leaning into vulnerability, Brené Brown, as an exercise, had everybody in the course choose your vulnerability song. It's the song that you want with you when you're about to go into the arena without your armor and be vulnerable. And most people don't want to do that because it's scary as hell. But when you are ready to open up and take off the armor and show up as your vulnerable and, you know, deepest self that's open to wounds and things like that, you choose a song that instead of pumping you up, it helps you take the armor off and stand in your truth. And it was a really cool exercise. And I don't know if it maybe it's from that Dare to Lead book, and that's part of the exercises in it. I don't remember. But Brené Brown has great stuff like that. And I keep meaning to get into her latest podcast, which I can't remember what it's like Unwind or Shit, I'll think of it.
That's fine.
But anyway, it's a great book, and we should probably lean more into our unarmored selves. But we do that a lot on the podcast, so.
Well, what would that be, the songs that we picked last week, where we picked our songs that make us sad or that put us in the zone or in the
Yeah, I think so. I think those would be it? The songs that you use to remove the armor. Yeah.
Do you remember what your songs were?
Yeah.
Oh, Scott knows.
Absolutely, yeah.
What was it?
Mine was Supermarket Flowers by Ed Sheeran. And if you haven't heard that song, oh my goodness, here it is.
All right, we can only play like a quick clip of it because we're live.
Oh yeah, people will shut it down.
Hold on,
people, I mean Facebook. My vulnerable song, and it wasn't what I chose.
I'm in pieces, it's tearing me up, and I know a heart that's broke is a heart that's been loved, so I'll sing hallelujah.
That's about as much as we can get on there without flagging it.
Yeah.
And then what was your other song, Scott?
My other song? I had another vulnerable song?
Yeah, we each picked two.
Oh.
Do you remember?
Oh,
I have it right
no,
here.
I don't remember. Go ahead. I'm alone. Oh, yeah. I like to get deep about relationships.
Who is that?
That's James Arthur.
Mm.
All right. Holly?
Okay. The songs I chose were in that moment. I don't know if they're my vulnerable songs, the one that I would go my go-to, because I wasn't thinking about it in that way.
Mm-hmm.
But the ones that we played on the show that day were Adele's Hello. I used to listen to this song when, at a time in my life, it felt like my heartbreak was a physical wound in my chest. And I told my life coach this. I was like, it feels like I'm hurting right here. It feels like it's like gushing my life force. Not blood, because I realize I'm not actually, my skin is not open.
Right.
I'm not bleeding, but it feels like my life force is just pouring out and I can't close the hole in my chest.
Mm.
And that's what that song reminds me of. So yeah, I guess it would be a vulnerable song.
Yeah.
That would be that one.
That to me is the definition of being vulnerable.
Chest. But then it was like, once that heartbreak, by the way, it took forever. But when I first noticed I was starting to get better, it felt like it had healed over, but it was a scab, and any little thing that like triggered it could break it open again. But then eventually I got a scar there and it didn't hurt, but I could feel that there had been something. Is that weird? That's
no.
Crazy, right?
I mean, that's how I always describe my emotions, is through like physical feelings. Like I always say that my emotions have always been very fluid, and I always describe it as like an orb that has a lot of different colors,
oh,
and it's always like moving and shifting and changing. And like, let's say if red is sort of agitated, like that can take over and then it'll go to happy and then it'll go. And that's how I always describe how my emotions are.
You know
are.
What you described? Remember back in like the 90s when Windows screensavers popped up? It was that ball that would kept morphing. That's you.
That was my emotions. Yeah. That's me. What was your second song, Holly?
It was Show Yourself from the Frozen 2 soundtrack. And Alicia's right. She's commenting on the Facebook page. She said it's definitely a lean into vulnerable. Ugh.
We can only play a couple of seconds
good.
Of it.
Good. It's so good because in the movie, like, y'all need to see the damn movie.
I know.
It's fine. But yeah, so Elsa literally is showing herself. And when you really sit down and listen to the words and put it together with what Disney meant in that part of the movie, you're like, shoot.
You're like,
this,
yes,
this
honey.
This is real. So that's pretty cool.
This was my first song that I picked. 'Cause I can't make you love me if you don't. You can't make your heart feel. That is Adele covering I Can't Make You Love Me from Bonnie Raitt. And to me, that's just one of those songs that, especially when we made it here to, like, at the end of our time in Panama City and the beginning of our time here, I felt like I had spent, like, so much time putting what I thought was a successful person together. So I'd focused all this time and energy on building up my career and, like, working hard and going to college and doing all the right things on paper, and yet I could not get anybody to love me. Like, just by putting all those blocks together, all of a sudden, and it was like I'd go out on dates or I would be on all the apps. I'd be like, why can't you love me? Like, look, I have a nice apartment. I have a nice job.
Yeah,
I have
those
a 401k.
Were all external. You did no work on the internal.
And that's when it was like, oh, but who are you on the inside?
Yeah.
And then, so that's why that is still to this day, when I listen to it, I'm like, oh my God. And then this is the second one. Why don't you stay? I'm down on my knees. I'm so tired of being lonely. Don't I give you what you... Oops, we may have went over that time.
Uh-oh.
What is it? Is it less than 15 seconds?
I think it's less than 15 seconds before Facebook will flag
you
the
know,
clip
Facebook,
of music.
Just calm down. No,
listen,
they're watching.
We're not making money off this podcast or this Facebook live stream right now of our podcast. But that was Sugarland, Stay. And to me, that, it just brings so much emotion. And it isn't even sometimes about what Jennifer Nettles is saying. It's about the emotion that she's emoting and about, to me, just the feeling of loneliness, of heartbreak.
You can hear it.
Of fighting for your life, and you feel like it's you against the world. To me, that's what that feels like. Like those moments when you just feel like, life, can you stop just beating up on me so much?
Mm-hmm.
Can you just freaking let me have a win?
Yeah.
Just let me have a win. And so those two would be my vulnerable songs.
Oof. So yeah, that goes back to whatever comment that was about Brene Brown and removing the armor and getting down to the vulnerability factor.
Yeah.
I don't even know where we were talking about before that.
I don't know. This is the great thing about a podcast is that we get to meander and I don't even know how we got here.
Yeah, true.
But we just get to have a conversation. Well, that's it. We're going to make this kind of, well, it's not short, it's 38 minutes. We're done for the day. I hope you liked this version.
I got more used to it as it went by.
Yeah.
Yeah. After looking at it. I also just kind of enjoy, you can't tell, but sometimes when Scott starts to smile, you know, he's looking at himself and he's looking at his hair.
No,
and he's
I'm not
like,
looking at my hair.
I'm
looking at just the way my face functions because I realize I even did it. And if you notice this is kind of cool. Like maybe the word would be, no, it's not twitchy, but I like have weird facial expressions or I'm very like expressionated. That's a word I'm going to make up.
Expressionated?
I just make a lot of expressions. And so if like you watch my mouth, if you're on the Facebook stream, like I was looking at my mouth and I was like trying to lift my lip and I was like,
what?
I couldn't do it with the other side. Then I realized that we're on live on Facebook and I was like, well, everyone just got to see that. Yes. So I like to make sure, like, one, like, I'm looking, I don't know. It's a weird thing.
Please, if we start doing this more often, whenever one of us is talking, and I don't know if Scott will do it because we're looking at our video, he will start to, like, move his lips.
I don't know if he'll do it on the video, though.
I don't know if he
probably
will.
Not.
But there are times when I'll look over the studio and I'll be like, all right, coming up after 10.
And Scott's like. And I'm like, why? My mom does that, too. That is a thing. I don't know why.
I don't know.
You're trying to, like, be on that same emotional level.
I do it, I guess, when I watch videos of myself, too. Like, I'll mouth along with it. And I catch myself now where I'm like, stop it.
Yeah, it's just a thing. It's
so funny. But yeah, let us know if you liked us streaming the podcast or if it was a.
A lot of people said. What?
Share it with your friends.
Okay, I say a lot of people. I do this all the time. So it's Laura Top Life, Alicia, Leela, and I think that's it. So there's three of people.
A lot of people.
There's three people that said they loved it. And I'm like, well, a lot of people said. This is what I do to my boss, too. I'm like, we got a lot of interaction on the Facebook. Three people commented.
Well, if everyone shares it, a lot of people will see this.
It's a lot. You three are a lot. So if you three liked it, that's all I need.
That's it.
I just said a lot of people.
What I want to do next time, and I got to try to remember this, because there have been some morning show changes in Tampa Bay, for people that are new to listening, I want to know what you think of the show after like a week or two. I'd be really curious about that. So if you want to slide up in my DMs, at Miguel and Holly or at Miguel Fuller on Instagram, you can always email me, Miguel at hot1015tampabay.com. Holly, what's all your social media?
Radio Holly on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. And on Facebook, you can just type in Holly on Hot 101.5.
Scott?
At Scott Tavlin, ScottTavlin on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter.
I enjoy that a lot.
I love it. All right. I'm Miguel Fuller, MiguelFuller on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, everywhere. You can find me on there. And make sure to listen to Miguel and Holly Uncensored on the Hot 101.5 app, on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Thank you so much. Rate and subscribe. We will see you tomorrow. Bye now. You hear? Come on, outro.
It's going to happen.
Come
Hit
on.
It.
Why? Come on, everybody. Here we go.
Here we go.
One, two, three, go.
Boom.
Catch up on previous episodes of Miguel and Holly Uncensored now on the Hot 101.5 app or on iTunes on your smartphone.
It's Miguel and Holly Uncensored, Quarantine Edition from Hot 101.5, made hot by Corona Beer.